So just a little bit encouragement to practice.
Acan hanya memberi sedikit penyemangat ya, untuk kita berlatih.
Otherwise we're going to fall asleep.
Kalau tidak, kita akan tertidur.
Practice is like learning to walk.
Ingatlah bahwa berlatih adalah seperti belajar berjalan.
You remember your kids, yeah? They get up and they fall over, get up, fall over, get up, fall over, and after a year they can walk.
Apakah kita mengingat anak kita belajar berjalan, mereka berdiri dan terjatuh, berdiri lagi, terjatuh lagi, sampai kira-kira setahun mereka kemudian bisa berjalan.
And it's the same with our practice, yeah? We sit there, make Buddha, or watch, observe the breath, you know, and the mind goes out, we bring it back, the mind goes out, we bring it back, until it stays.
Dan hal yang sama juga ketika kita bermeditasi, pikiran kita keluar, dan kita membawanya kembali, keluar lagi, dan kita menariknya kembali, sampai ia bisa menetap.
So we practice, yeah? We don't give up, yeah? Children, yeah?
Dan kita tidak menyerah kepada latihan kita.
I haven't seen a child, you know, who tells his mother or father, I cannot walk, yeah? It's so difficult, yeah? Carry me for the rest of my life.
Acan tidak pernah melihat anak-anak yang berkata kepada orang tuanya, sangatlah susah untuk belajar berjalan, bawalah saya atau pinggullah saya selama hidup saya.
Or have you seen any child that cannot walk?
Pernahkah melihat anak-anak yang tidak bisa berjalan?
They get up, fall over, they cry a little bit, and then they get up again. And they do that, you know, 12 hours a day.
Mereka berlatih berjalan, terjatuh dan menangis sedikit, dan kemudian berdiri dan terjatuh lagi, ya, dan terus berlatih selama 12 jam.
So we should do the same thing with meditation, ya. Yeah?
Dan kita perlu melakukan hal yang serupa dengan meditasi.
Just when the mind goes out, yeah, don't worry too much, bring it back to the Buddha or bring it back to the breath.
Ketika pikiran keluar, jangan mengkhawatirkannya. Hanyalah kita perlu lakukan adalah menarik kembali kepada nafas atau kepada Buddha.
We want to learn to meditate just like a child wants to learn to walk.
Kita belajar meditasi layaknya kita belajar berjalan seperti anak kecil tadi.
We want to learn to walk to see the world.
Kita ingin belajar berjalan untuk melihat dunia.
And we want to learn to meditate to see the wonder of our citta.
Dan kita belajar meditasi untuk melihat citta kita.
So we don't give up.
Oleh karena itu kita tidak menyerah.
When the citta gets calm and there's no more thoughts and no more memories coming up, I mean we are happy and we will never forget that.
Ketika citta tenang, damai, tidak ada pikiran dan tidak ada ingatan, ya, kita merasa happy, merasa bahagia, dan kita tidak melupakan hal tersebut.
I mean, as I told yesterday, I mean, the moment we start to meditate, yeah, and the mind gets calm, we get contented, we are happy, there's no future, there's no past, there are no worries, there's no fear, there's just this, yeah, knowing, yeah.
Seperti yang Acan sampaikan semalam, ketika pikiran sudah tenang, tidak ada masa depan, tidak ada masa lalu, tidak ada kekhawatiran, tidak ada kecemasan, yang ada hanyalah yang mengetahui.
And it is an experience, you know, we don't want to miss, yeah?
Ini adalah suatu pengalaman yang tidak ingin kita lewatkan.
Normally when we can stay there long enough, you know, I mean, our whole face lights up like a light bulb. Yeah?
If we stay for half an hour?
If we stay long enough.
Oh, bila kita bisa dalam keadaan tersebut cukup lama, yeah, our face
Yeah, our faith lights up like a light bulb.
Wajah kita bersinar seperti lampu.
So it is an experience that we need to put a lot of effort in it, yeah. And you come here, you know, to put this effort in it. So, don't slack off.
Jadi itulah pengalaman yang ingin kita cari, ya. Jadi janganlah kita bermalas-malasan.
We do that, you know, when we do walking meditation or sitting meditation or standing meditation.
Kita melakukan meditasi dengan meditasi duduk, meditasi jalan, ataupun meditasi berdiri.
And when you see what is going on in the mind, I mean it's all troublesome.
Dan bila kita melihat apa yang terjadi dalam pikiran kita, itu hanyalah seperti bermasalah, troublesome, tidak menyenangkan.
Doesn't solve any problems,
Tidak menyelesaikan masalah apapun.
Thinking about the future does not create a future. Thinking about the past does not change anything.
Memikirkan tentang masa depan tidak berarti kita membuat masa depan. Berpikir tentang masa lalu tidak bisa merubah masa lalu.
Okay, when we do walking meditation, the faster we walk, we don't run, the easier it is to concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath.
Ketika kita bermeditasi jalan, semakin cepat kita berjalan, tetapi bukan berlari, adalah semakin gampang, semakin mudah bagi kita untuk berkonsentrasi kepada nafas kita atau kepada Buddha.
So don't walk too slow, because if we walk slowly, we fall asleep.
Jangan berjalan terlalu lambat, karena itu kita akan tertidur.
Doing walking meditation has a benefit, yeah. While we do walking, the citta is occupied with doing the walking, and the rest of the citta we easily can concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath.
Keuntungan dalam bermeditasi jalan adalah ketika kita berjalan, sebagian dari citta dia mengontrol kita berjalan, dan sebagian lagi kita bisa lebih mudah untuk berkonsentrasi pada nafas dan Buddha.
So when we do walking, you know, I mean we have to only concentrate half of the citta on the Buddha or on the breath. When we sit, you know, we have to do all the concentration, 100% concentration on the Buddha or on the breath.
Kita dapat mengumpamakan ketika kita bermeditasi jalan, kita hanya perlu memberi usaha setengah 50% pada konsentrasi nafas atau Buddha, tetapi pada meditasi duduk kita harus berusaha 100% untuk berkonsentrasi pada objek kita.
And the faster we walk, you know, the more the citta has to concentrate on the walking.
Dan semakin cepat kita berjalan, memerlukan semakin banyak citta untuk mengendalikan cara jalan kita.
Okay, do you understand?
Apakah kalian mengerti?
So, if you have some problems or some questions about meditation, feel free to ask.
Bila Anda memiliki pertanyaan tentang meditasi, silakanlah bertanya. Jangan malu-malu.
You sit here like you sit in school. You know the naughty girls. You know are in the back. Yeah?
The bad guy.
The naughty girls are in the back, sitting always in the back. Oh. You know, so they don't get the attention of the teacher.
Oh, Achan mengatakan kita seperti anak bandel di sekolah yang duduk di belakang, tidak ingin terperhatikan, tidak ingin dipanggil guru.
What?
She wants to ask.
Terima kasih atas
pikiran. Acan she asked in the first 5 or 10 minutes she could focus.
Can you come closer? I have too much echo. I don't understand.
Ini dulu, ini dulu. Nah, nanti mana tahu ada lanjutan. So Acan she asked when she meditate in the first 5 or 10 minutes she could focus on the Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. And then after that problems come out. The thoughts come up, and then she will take it back to the object again. Yeah, but after so long, that's all she can do. There's no improvement. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and then the question is how to improve.
Yeah, but that is quite normal. Yeah, I mean, put more effort in it. Yeah, I mean, it is like learning to walk. Yeah. I mean, the first few times, you know, I mean, you don't hurt yourself, yeah? You get up, fall over, you get up, you know, after a while you get tired, yeah? So you have to put more interest in the Buddha.
Jadi kita perlu lebih memberikan ketertarikan, perhatian kepada Buddha. Seperti kita belajar berjalan, ya. Pertama-tama kita juga tidak merasa susah, sulit, ya. Tetapi makin lama terasa makin sulit. Dan itulah di mana kita harus terus berlatih.
And it's also, you know, when we normally just meditate for 15 or 20 minutes, I mean, the meditation is quite good. And then after that, you know, the trouble stop. Yeah.
Ya, Acan mengatakan bahwa biasanya kita bermeditasi 15 menit, 20 menit, ya, akan terasa gampang, enak, ya. Tetapi setelah itu akan menjadi suatu problem.
So we have to go through the troubles, you know. I mean, always returning back to the Buddha, and then we sit for 30 minutes and 40 minutes, and after a while, you know, the first 30, 40 minutes are fine, and then the troubles start. Yeah. So each time we extend the time, yeah, we have to put a lot of effort, you know, to bring the mind back.
Jadi kita harus melewatinya. Kita berlatih dari 20 menjadi 30, menjadi 40 menit. Dan setelah itu 30-40 menit menjadi gampang. Ya. Dan setelah 40 menit tersebut mulai menjadi susah kembali. Dan di sanalah kita perlu memberikan usaha kita. Agar kita bisa semakin extend.
Very often the question is, you know, people sit for an hour and they can sit perfectly for 1 hour, you know, I mean, without any problem. But if they sit 1 hour and 5 minutes, all the troubles start. Yeah, and that's where we have to put in the effort. Yeah, to extend it, you know, to 1.5 hours or to 2 hours or to 3 hours. Yeah, each time, you know, we have to overcome, you know, this hurdle.
Overcome the
hurdle.
Hurdle, ya. Jadi biasanya orang bermeditasi 1 jam, mereka tidak ada masalah. Tetapi bila lewat 5 menit saja, masalah-masalah pun muncul. Jadi oleh karena itu kita perlu melewati, memberikan usaha agar kita bisa setiap kalinya menambah waktu kita menjadi 1.5 jam, menjadi 2 jam, menjadi 3 jam. Di sanalah kita harus menghadapi rintangan kita.
So there's nothing wrong with your meditation. It's just that you need to put more effort in it. Yeah.
Jadi tidak ada yang salah dengan meditasi Anda. Yang perlu yang kita lakukan adalah memberikan lebih banyak usaha.
And there is a little trick that you can do. Yeah. I mean, you don't concentrate on how much time. You concentrate. Okay, I can always do 1 Buddha or 1 breath. When this breath is finished, I do 1 more breath. Just 1. You always can do 1 more. Yeah?
Jadi ada satu trik atau cara, yaitu kita tidak memperhatikan waktunya, tetapi kita bermeditasi pada 1 nafas saja, atau 1 Buddha saja. Jadi kita ke depan, ya, kita bermeditasi 1 nafas, kita tarik keluar. 1 lagi. Kita selalu bisa bermeditasi satu kali nafas, menambah satu.
Yeah, and then you can sit much, much longer. Yeah, one breath. Just be interested in this one Buddha.
Jadi kita bisa duduk lebih lama, ya, hanya satu nafas saja.
Yeah, or just be interested in one breath. Yeah.
Yeah, atau kita memberi tertarik, ya, menciptakan ketertarikan, ya, pada satu nafas.
The interest is the one that keeps us concentrated on the Buddha or on the breath. If we are interested in this Buddha, how it, you know, how it opens up, yeah? I mean, there is no problem, yeah, for us. If we are interested in this breath, how this breath develops, in-breath and out-breath, if you're concentrated, you know, interested in this breath, yeah, I mean, there's no problem with our meditation, yeah?
Bila kita hanya saja kita tertarik pada nafas kita, kita mengetahui, ingin tahu bagaimana nafas kita berkembang, ya, pasti meditasi kita bisa berkembang.
Okay, other question?
Ada meditasi lain? Achan, I would like to ask. Okay, sana. Mari, sini. Achan, can you hear me?
Yeah, very okay. Okay, try it.
She want to ask Achan, if she don't use the vipassana technique, can she use the metta technique?
Why does she want to use the metta?
Kenapa mau pakai metta? Mengucapkan dalam hati.
Yeah.
She said that she will be more focused when she repeat the metta to herself, to her family.
Yeah.
She will to her parents. She thinks that she can focus more on the metta sentence.
Yeah. She does not focus on the metta. She focuses on the feeling of the metta, and that is not correct.
Oh, Achan bilang. Kita tidak benar, ya, kita tidak boleh berfokus pada perasaan meta tersebut.
So she doesn't get calm, the same, she doesn't practice samadhi, but she practices, you know, maybe one of the metta viharas, yeah? And that is not what I'm teaching.
Ya, itu bukanlah yang Achan sampaikan kemarin, dan itu bukanlah samatha. It's not samatha, Achan, ya?
It's not samatha.
Not samatha. Oleh karena itu kita tidak bisa tenang.
We want to develop the samatha. Yeah, we want to develop the sharpness of the mind. Yeah, the clearness of the mind. Not go into any feelings, but just know the object that we observe, the Buddha or the breath. Know it at every moment, yeah? That is what we have to develop, the sati, this awareness.
Yang kita harus kembangkan adalah ketajaman dari pikiran kita, ketajaman konsentrasi, kejelasan dari konsentrasi, bukan berkonsentrasi pada perasaan.
Doing metta is a different kind of meditation. Yeah? It has nothing to do with the samatha.
Melakukan meditasi metta tidak ada hubungannya dengan samatha, meditasi konsentrasi.
You have to understand that, yeah?
Kita harus mengerti tentang hal ini. Paham enggak?
Yes, I know. Sometimes it is easier to concentrate on the feelings that arise, you know, or on the breath, you know, when we follow the breath. But that is not the kind of meditation that we need to do. We need to really concentrate the mind on one point, yeah? And not being distracted by the things that arise, yeah? Feelings or whatever.
Yeah. Kita harus berkonsentrasi pada satu objek, ya, bukan berkonsentrasi kepada perasaan yang muncul. Itu bukanlah samatha.
We want to experience the wonder of meditation, yeah?
The one of meditation.
Wonder.
Oh. Kita ingin merasakan keajaiban daripada meditasi.
And that only happens, you know, when we concentrate on the object, yeah? Be it the Buddha or be it the breath. If we follow some people, you know, I mean, in Myanmar, for instance, they follow on the abdomen. We will never get one pointed, yeah?
Kita harus berkonsentrasi pada satu objek, ya, untuk mencapai ketenangan. Ada yang mengajarkan untuk mengikuti turun naik perut, ya, tetapi itu bukan one point, tidak satu titik.
Yeah, people always tell me, oh, it's so much easier, no, to follow the abdomen going up and going down, going up and going down. Yeah, but this is not samatha practice. Eh? The Lord Buddha did not teach us that.
Ada orang yang mengatakan kepada Achan bahwa lebih mudah untuk berkonsentrasi pada turun naiknya perut, tetapi hal ini bukanlah yang Buddha ajarkan. Ini bukanlah ke satu titikan.
We keep focus on one point, and that point of focus for the breath is around the tip of the nose. That is our focal point, yeah. And for the Buddha, it is the repetition of the word Buddha. That is our focal point. And only this way can we become one-pointed.
Hanya dengan Buddha atau nafas kita bisa menjadi satu titik, ya, kemanunggalan, yaitu yang Buddha itu merupakan repetisi kata-kata Buddha dalam hati kita, dan satu lagi pada nafas kita, pada satu area, yaitu di ujung hidung.
Only this way we can experience the wonder of one-pointedness or apanna samadhi. There's no other way.
Hanya dengan cara ini sajalah kita dapat merasakan keajaiban meditasi. Tidak ada cara lainnya, yaitu bisa mencapai apanna samadhi.
Okay, is it clear now?
Apakah cukup jelas?
Good. Yeah. So if there are no more questions, you know, then continue your practice, yeah?
Achan, I have one question.
Yeah, you have a question.
How should we add our time of overtime?
What?
How do we add our own time, like 1 hour and then maybe 1 and 15 minutes? How do we increase our time? Do we have to feel that we are already satisfied with 1 hour, the feeling? Or
you just sit longer. I mean, if you have an alarm clock, you know, that rings after 1 hour, then you say, okay, another hour.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Thank you, Achan. Saya bertanya pada Achan. Achan, bagaimana caranya menambah waktu? Jadi kata Achan, ya tambah saja. Ya, kalau sudah duduk 1 jam, tambah lagi 1 jam.
Yeah, you just go, keep on walking, or keep on sitting, yeah?
Kita hanya terus berjalan, meditasi, terus bermeditasi duduk.
And when the pain in sitting becomes much more, then we can talk tomorrow about, you know, investigating pain, yeah?
Dan bila terasa sangat sakit, ya, kita akan membahasnya besok, ya. Bagaimana cara memeriksa atau menginvestigasi rasa sakit.
But only sitting only 1 hour, there's not much pain, yeah.
Tetapi bila hanya duduk selama 1 jam, ya, rasa sakitnya tidak seberapa.
Or? That is a question. Or? Is there?
Oh, apakah iya? Apakah benar, ya? Kalau 1 jam saja sakit enggak, ya?
Then think about it.
We think.
What?
The pain, even in 1 hour, is also.
If you sit, you know, for 1 hour eating and chatting with your friends, there is no pain. Huh? The moment you sit there for half an hour, oh, I break my back, I break my leg, I ruin my body, huh?
Akan bilang waktu kita ngobrol-ngobrol duduk satu jam tidak terasa sakit. Ini baru duduk setengah jam katanya kaki saya putus, tangan saya putus.
Huh? I see the Thai people and I don't think, you know, you're very different from the Thai people. They sit for hours, you know, eating and chatting and they don't have any pain, yeah? The moment they sit in meditation for half an hour, oh!
Achan mengatakan bahwa Achan menyaksikan orang Thailand dan merasa kita juga serupa. Dia melihat mereka makan sambil ngobrol berjam-jam. Berjam-jam, tapi duduk setengah jam saja sudah sakit semua. Oh, kata aja.
Okay. So, if there are no pressing questions, then you know.
Ada pertanyaan lagi?
Then go keep on, yeah, sitting and walking, yeah.
Dan bila tidak ada, maka berlatihlah duduk jalan. Kalau yang belum pernah meditasi jalan, tidak suka, boleh coba, ya, saya merasa lebih mudah meditasi jalan daripada meditasi duduk.
Yeah, and Hendrik, increase your time to 1.5 hours.
I just explained that, I share my experience that when we do walking meditation, it'll be much more easier to concentrate than sitting meditation.
It can be, that depends on the person. Yeah. Some people like to sit, some people like to walk.
Okay. Yeah. Achan bilang tergantung orang.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Okay, mari kita berlatih. Satu. Achan bilang tak perlu nama sekarang.